Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to our contemporary worship time. So I promise my peeps, hi Aldo, hi Andrea, hi team, hi Walt. My guys are like, oh yeah, you got to go to church. So I said I would send a shout out to my team. So good morning to all of you, and you can't say that I didn't do it, followed through. So we are here today to celebrate. What an opportunity is, amazingly, the first Sunday in June, and we're 6 months into the year, and time is flying. We're celebrating God's goodness, and today is communion for us as well. So I have my communion elements, and we'll talk a little bit about that more, but we're celebrating communion. We're celebrating God's goodness. BethanyChurchOfGod.org is there for your viewing pleasure. All of the bulletins and calendars and everything is there. Please join us there. Take a look. There's also a place to go and ask for prayer requests. And I got three this week from Nathan. Nathan is praying for his family, for healing, for home, for finances. So we want to include Nathan in our prayers this morning. We want to continue to pray for the needs of the body. I want to pray for my friend Rob and my friend Scott, and many of the people that we know of that are in our bulletins. We want to continue to lift up Suzanne and Louie and Charlotte, Deborah, who is away for a couple of weeks with family, and the situations going on around us. So we want to include that. If you'd like to, post a prayer request there for us on BethanyChurchOfGod.org. It is there. Also, if you are able to support our congregation, wonderful. There is a place there to do that as well. And God is blessing us, but we're thankful for the richness that God has given to us. We're going to be looking at Mark chapter 2 today, towards the end of it, talking a little bit about the Sabbath and some of the work of God's mercy through Jesus and the healing power. So we'll look at that, but we want to begin today with a word of song. We're going to sing a little bit, celebrate God's goodness. We'll open with a prayer. And then after the next song, before our pastoral prayer time, we'll take part in communion. So join us this morning. Glad that you can celebrate with us. God, this morning we just want to praise and exalt the name of the Lord. For the name of the Lord is glorious, and for endless days we will sing your praise. O Lord our God. Father, what an opportunity it is to gather. The rain, Father, is falling onto the ground. The ground receives the nourishment of the water, the plants and the flowers all receive the benefits. Father, we are here today. We are in your presence, God, and we can receive the benefits of your grace falling upon us. Father, let it be absorbed in our life. Let it be absorbed in our hearts and our minds. And let us, Father, exalt you today that, God, you are glorious. Father, for as we exalt you, I'm thankful for my friends, God, and as we can give them a shout out, God, we are thankful for those who tune in and watch us. We're thankful, God, for this opportunity for the blessings to flow not only from this place, but all over this great world. Father, for even Pastor Salim in Kenya, the Pentecostal Church in Bungoma, Father, all over this great nation, the Word of God is still resounding strong and true. Father, that you are blessing your people and that you will pour out your Spirit. Father, thank you for this day and this time. I will exalt you and give you praise. In your name I ask it. Amen. Amen. The scripture reads, on the Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields in Mark chapter 2, verse 23. And the disciples walked along. They began to pick some heads of grains, and the Pharisee said to him, "Look, why are you doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" He answered, "Have you ever read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need? In those days of Abiathar the high priest, he entered the house of God, and he ate the consecrated bread, which is lawful only for priests to eat. He also gave some to his companions. He said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for man, not the man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even on of the Sabbath.'" Another time in chapter 3, verse 1, he went into the synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Some of them were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, so they watched him closely to see if he would heal on the Sabbath. Jesus said to the man with the shriveled hand, "Stand up in front of everyone." Then Jesus asked him, "What is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill it?" But they remained silent. He looked around at them in anger and deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out. His hand was completely restored. Then the Pharisees went out and began to plot against him with the Herodians. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Again, we want to remember the needs of the church. We want to remember Nathan and the prayer requests, Suzanne, Louie, Charlotte, my friend Rob, Scott, many of the multitude in needs, Deborah. We're continuing to pray for the church and the body of Christ and our sister churches. So before we do that, we want to join in a time of song, and then I'll celebrate communion and a time of prayer. Now that I have the back screen working, you can see the music.
My comforter. bursting forth in glorious day. Up from the grave He rose again.
Celebration of God's love for us. You know, some time ago I read much about communion, the Lord's Supper, and the preparation of all that God has given to us. And the interesting part is we've been reading a lot about the Lord's table. And God gave us a wonderful gift through His Son, Jesus Christ. Many times we celebrate communion. We celebrate it on the first of every month, like normal. But I wondered, Jesus invited the disciples. They came in to a place where Mary and Martha were there. There was a lot of activity going on, and the dinner was prepared, and all things were there, and Jesus sat with the disciples. They were invited to the table of God. They were invited to celebrate in that moment. You and I have been invited. We've been invited through the course of what Jesus did to celebrate the Lord's Supper, to celebrate His gift, His love for us, and His body and blood poured out for us that we might have the remission of sin. There's more than just coming to a table. There's fellowshipping. Every day we pause to break bread. We pause not only for whether you have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or whether you only have special meals, or whether you have dinner, or you have a supper and then dinner. However you view it, on a regular basis, you come to the Lord's table. You come to a table to break bread and fellowship. You may fellowship in a group of peers. You may fellowship in a group of family. But you come together to fellowship, and you break bread together. God invites you and I today to fellowship in the Lord's Supper, in the breaking of the bread and the pouring of the cup. We take these elements today to remind us of that body and blood that was poured out for us. So as we break the bread, we're reminded of His body. As we drink the cup, we're reminded of His gift poured out for us. As we celebrate this, we celebrate the communion, the fellowship of saints, the bringing together the body and the communion that we are given. Father, we thank you for these elements. Bless them now unto my body. As I receive them, may I receive them in Jesus' name. Amen. I am thankful now, God, for the celebration of communion. I am thankful, God, for the gift. There's no fear in death, no fear in life. The power of God has been transferred because, God, you have shown us the power that you are victorious over death and the grave. And today, we've come to celebrate your goodness and grace. There's a lot to be in prayer about, Father, but you know the needs. We continue to lift up Suzanne and Louis, and God, that you will bless them. We continue to lift up Sister Charlotte. We lift up Deborah. We lift up Gary and Gary's needs. We lift up my buddy Scott and Rob. And Father, we put them before you in prayer. We lift up my brother, Pastor Salim in Bungoma. We lift up the Pentecostal Church in Kangoma. We lift up our sister churches around our area, not only Evanswood, Hope Crossing, Chippewa Valley. We lift up your name, God, today, that the power of your hand would be displayed. We ask for traveling mercies today. We ask for your healing touch today. We ask for salvation. We ask for your intercession. We ask that as Aaron comes to us today to lead us in worship, God, that you've already infilled his life. You've already empowered him, and you've already touched him. And we pray that we will unite together in the power of song and celebration and the Word of God. This is your day, God. And in all things, let it give honor, praise, and glory to you. Whether we have the power on or the power off, and whether the sound goes in or out, we're still going to worship you, God, with a whole heart. And we pray that you will bless all the things that we hope to accomplish. We will give you praise, honor, and glory today. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Amen. This passage, there's a pair of scenes here, and Jesus is talking about being Lord of the Sabbath, and he talks about what he did and gathering. There's intensity around what Jesus was doing as he gathered and went through the grain fields, and he gathered some food to eat. There's some intensity about the man with the shriveled hand. We can go into disagreement. We can talk about the Sabbath, which I will do at 11 o'clock, and I will spend some time on there. We can pick on those things and call them the Pharisees and Herodians and teachers of the law and all the things that were transpired. But we want to focus on our merciful God. Jesus came to bring healing and hope. A.W. Tozer writes, as judgment is God's justice confronting moral inequality, so mercy is the goodness of God confronting human suffering and guilt. Were there no guilt in the world, no pain, no tears, God would yet be infinitely mercy. But his mercy might well remain hidden in his heart, unknown to the created universe. No voice would be raised to celebrate the mercy of which none felt the need. It is human misery and sin that calls for the divine mercy. In other words, God is saying, if there were no needs in our lives, there would be no celebration of his victory and mercy. But we know this whole story is about controversy. We know that there's controversy about what Jesus did. But we somehow look at the controversy, forgetting what is at the heart of what Jesus did. He was hungry and he ate. The Sabbath was designed for that very purpose. And we'll talk a little bit later about that. But there was one who it was in need. He talked about David and the disciples and how they gathered. And David went in and ate the consecrated bread. There are things that we look legalistically and we forget the subtotal of what has taken place. Jesus healed the person that had the shriveled hand and arm. And still, they want to look at the sensitivity of his mercy and his grace. Modern society is asserting that we don't need mercy because there are no sinners. It tells us that everyone's good and that if we live a good life, and we love others and love God, and we live a good life, that there's no problem in the world. There's this vague, tenacious idea that God doesn't want to punish the ungodly and that sin doesn't separate us from God. And there's a lot of that. But here we have the mercy of God. The mercy of God to bring healing and restoration to our life. We fight so many battles. We had this conversation at work the other day. We're constantly at odds with each other. We struggle about money and overtime and benefits, and we struggle about so much, and yet there's so much hurting in the world today. We miss the sum total of what is in front of us. We're so worried about the other things that are trivial that we cannot take with us. We cannot alter and we cannot change. We worry about what we can take and grab. And yet around us, there are those who are hurting, those who are in need, our friends who we forget to tell how much we love them, our family which we forget to love. There are multitudes of people in need today, and God has provided mercy in this passage. In this passage, don't look beyond the Sabbath. Don't look beyond what Jesus was doing as he was hungry. Look into the heart of what his message was. The Sabbath was created for us to have rest, to find peace, and to worship God. It was a time of reflection. And in this passage, Jesus created, he created an environment to where his healing touch was available. We now have a wonderful opportunity to celebrate that with many others. I pray that today your eyes will see God's mercy, that your hand will see God's love. I was reminded as I gathered at the church this morning, saw a big Miss Bunny Rabbit running around, and then shortly after that, little bunny running around. The beauty of what God has created for us. Don't miss the flowers, the trees, the celebration, and the love of people. God's mercy is rich today. May you see that with your whole heart. And may God bless you today. We're going to close this time with a song. And then we'll get ready for our 11 o'clock worship.
You give light, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken, and great are you, Lord, it's your breath and our lungs, so we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise, it's your breath and our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. You give life.
your praise to the Lord today. May God bless you, and may His peace and grace go with you. Have a great day. Praise the Lord today for all that He has given you and all that He will do. Have a great day.